Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi there. My name is Wayne Carlson. I have a charge on a credit card for $67.32. It is a credit card I use for online charges here and there. It's for Instant Direct Electro. And I don't have any record of buying anything from your company. Which usually I would write down, you know, like what it is and, you know, confirmation number, stuff like that. So what do you guys sell?
So you've received, yes. So you've reached a third-party call center. We represent over 400 companies. So what I can do for you, if you will provide me with your zip code, I can locate your information in our system.
Sure, 80239.
Your first and last name?
Wayne Carlson, Carlson.
Verify your shipping address.
4553 Deep Haven Court, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Great, thank you. We were able to locate your account. One moment while I review the information. Still with you, one moment.
Okay.
September 29th, 2022. It shows that you elected to go forth to receive a tactical bag for $5.74. This item shipped on September 30th, 2022. Now, being that you received this product at such an exclusive rate and you did not call to cancel before the expiration of the trial, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. Now, the membership program allows you the opportunity to receive $200 in vouchers to shop online to receive reduced rate objects such as tablets, earpods, smartwatches, and also wire and wireless vacuums. With this in mind, the charge is also very well could be a application on the account, such as a fitness application or a meal or a health planning application. So the charges primarily on the account right now is a membership fee.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't remember signing up for a membership to anything. So what is the company that supposedly I signed up with a membership for? Give me the name of the website.
One moment while I locate that information. www.amazingdiscountbudget.com/real deal.
www.amazingdiscountbudget.com. Budget.com.
That is correct.
Okay. Does that company have a order phone number?
It doesn't appear to have a number on my screen, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that's all the information that I have on that on that account.
AmazingDiscountBudget.com.
That is correct.
Okay. So you're just a call center. So you have no authority to do anything, really. This is good information. You gave me very excellent information. What was the date of that theoretical purchase? The date? You said
very,
2022,
The very first? Okay, so yes.
Yeah.
The very first charge on this account was September 29th, 2022.
September 29th, 2022.
That is correct.
And the most recent charge was in December.
That is correct as well.
Okay. The first charge was for $5 and even, or $5 and something.
$5.74.
$5.74. And the second charge, the amount?
The second charge was actually the membership fee for $67.32.
Right. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, I completely understand. I thank you very much for the help. That's exactly perfect, you know, what I was fishing for. Glad I got a hold of you.
I want to inform you that if you seek to go for a cancellation of this, so you will not be charged in the near future, we can definitely cancel the account.
Yeah, we're definitely going to cancel the account. Can it be retroactively canceled?
At the present moment, yes.
Okay, let's do that. Then I don't have to dispute the account, you know, the charge. So that would be the cheapest for the company.
Well, I want to inform you that, let's see here, let's go back here. I want to make sure that I'm providing all correct information here. The only charge that I can speak to would actually be the most recent charge of $39.99. Anything outside of that, unfortunately, I would not be able to assist with. Upper management would have to actually go forth and make adjustments on the account for that. However, as it pertains to the $39.99, that charge was declined as of 12/18. So the next charge would actually be the 12/7/2022. Now, with that, I can go forth with 35% towards that amount.
Well, step one is to absolutely, completely erase and cancel the account. Okay. Cancel the $39.95, which you can do. And I need the account permanently canceled. When is the $39.95 charge? Because you said the $67.32 was the latest charge.
No, the $67.32, that was the charge right after. That's what you asked, what was the charge after which of the $5.74, I remember. And that was the charge right out there on 10/4. Now, again, you were charged again another membership fee in December. So that's $67.32 again.
I don't know. I have a $67.32 charge, I think.
Yes, $67.32.
Okay. So you said you could cancel the $39.95 charge?
Well, it shows that the $39.99 was declined. So I'm not sure if you automatically, whether or not that was you or your banking institution, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's good. So that was declined. That sounds good. So is this a monthly charge, I guess? That's what you're saying, sort of?
That is correct.
Or every other year or every other month or something?
Monthly.
So the $67.32, is that like 2 months' charges or something? It doesn't add up to it.
No, $67.32 is the membership fee, monthly.
The membership fee, okay. So that one was declined. The $67.32, is that something you can refund to my account?
I can go forth with 35% towards that today.
Okay, so the answer is no. Okay. So it sounded like you were completely a third party. Call center that could, you know, answer questions off a menu, access a database, that sort of thing. But you must have some authority with the company. So I guess simplest for me, I've already shut down that card, so future charges aren't a problem. My only problem this second is the $67.32 from AmazingDiscountBudget.com. And you're saying you can't refund that. I think that was a no. So I'll have to handle this a different direction. It'll cost the company more money, I think, on declined charges, though. You know, that's my experience anyway. You know, if the credit card company goes along with my fraud claim, then it's backcharged, which is like an extra $35 to the corporation. I think that's the way it works. But we'll go ahead and handle it without your help, I guess. But you have been very helpful in terms of information.
I really appreciate that information as well. I want to inform you that, I mean, if you're not actually satisfied with the 35%, as a courtesy of today, I can go forward with 50% towards that amount.
Okay. Well, is part of this completely canceling any and all future charges, which I don't think I really have to worry about since, I've already taken steps to shut down that credit card. So,
yes.
No credit card to charge. So 67, so it'd be
50% would actually be 33.66.
Yeah.
Run it up 34.
Yeah. So that would be very fucking expensive. Amazing discount budget. Okay. We'll go with that if you don't mind all the online bad reviews, I guess. So, I have trouble sleeping, so I'm awake. And there's good places to, basically warn people, online. So we can go that way. For being stupid and doing business with this company, with secret double probation membership that I did not notice. Maybe I should have. That could be a like serves me right kind of a fee. But I have hours more of being awake online, before I have to go to work. So your call, I'll take the 50% off and sully your online reputation. So that could be like a deal for us.
Well, I have one for to release the 50%, so allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds. And also, if you want to receive the council confirmation number now, I can also provide you with that as well.
I will take the council confirmation number. Thanks.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 263-103-551.
I have Charlie, 263-103-551.
That is correct.
Okay. Cancel confirmation number. Okay. And we've got a $33 and change refund coming from you. How long will that take?
We request 3 to 5 business days to allow your banking institution to process the funds. Could be sooner based upon your institution.
3 to 5 days. Well, the sooner the better.
Absolutely.
If it goes over 5 days, I'll assume it didn't work. Okay.
Understood.
Which, that's not good for either of us probably. But thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I think we're done. So glad I got a hold of somebody.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.